Hallelujah Bread, number 14. This is part one. Who are the children of God? Aren't we all God's children? We hear this a lot. It is, I think, the most popular understanding that if you are a human being, you are God's children. But let's take a look and let Scripture inform us. Let's take a look at John 1:11. He came unto his own, and his own received him not. But as many as received him, to them gave he power, which is the Greek exousia, meaning right or authority, the power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. John 1:13, which were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. In John's first chapter, we find that those who receive him, Yeshua, Jesus the Messiah, these are entitled to be called God's children. Conversely, those who have not received him are of another category, sons of Adam, or natural humans. These remained under the authority and control of Satan. Later in John's Gospel, we learn that it is the Father, the Heavenly Father, who determines those who will come to believe. This is a very important proof text, as it points to the Eternal Father as the author and finisher of our faith and belief. Jesus affirms this truth in the following. John 6:37. All that the Father gives me will come to me, and whoever comes to me, I will never cast out. Later in John 17, verse 6, we see this stated again. I have manifested thy name unto the men which thou gave me out of the world. Thine they were, and thou gave them to me, and they have kept thy word. The notion that all human beings are the children of God is a widely held belief. It is ecumenical and inclusive. Thus, no religion or denomination is excluded from being called God's children. This is the theology of universalism. This is also the message declared by the new Pope, Pope Francis I. Scripture, however, brings to us another more correct viewpoint. It is a comforting notion that humanity is essentially good and that a wise, all-compassionate God would allow that one's best efforts will grant them a heavenly reward based on positive motivation and actions. It is a belief that seems most fair and reasonable to most minds. The view that all are God's children will usually also affirm that all paths lead to God. The religions of the East and New Age followers seek the God self within. These believe that God indwells every human soul. We must turn to Jesus' words to be reconciled to the reality. There is a broad path that leads to destruction, by which many go. Quoting from Matthew 7:13, enter by the narrow gate, for wide is the gate, and broad is the way, that leads to destruction, and there are many who go in by it. This narrow path was declared by Jesus of Nazareth himself. He is the one access point. He is the door. He said, no one comes to the Father but through me. John 14:6. This has always been the doctrine and the pathway that brings offense and causes many to stumble.